To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th of September. Where the hell did this month go? 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and I promise, no Amazon news. And we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Meta is cracking down. Now, you might have seen an ad-free Instagram client. It's actually a third-party Instagram app called the OG app. They were promising an ad-free feed more like the original Instagram. Well, you can guess that Meta didn't like that. And since they don't like it, they are taking enforcement actions. Meta says the app violates our policies, and we're taking all appropriate actions. Now, Meta spokesperson actually declined to elaborate on what those actions were going to be, but more than likely, it's called intimidation. Now, the folks over there for the OG app have also responded, saying that users deserve the right to control what they consume. And OG will continue to defend and fight for that right. Now, this is a big blow for the OG app, which has actually been in the works for more than a year. Their main goal was actually to provide a cleaner version of Instagram without all the advertising. But remember, Meta, that's exactly why they're there. For all the advertising. Well, looky what's coming in 2023. Google might actually notify you if your personal info actually pops up in searches. Really? Yes, apparently Google will be able to notify you if your personal info is out there on the interwebs. You know, like your phone number, your email, home address, and it's actually showing up in search results. This is part of their Results About You tool. In fact, Google's actually started rolling out the new tool, though this feature won't be available till next year for most people. But once it is, people can easily create takedown requests for the results. However, though, read the fine print here. It's only Google taking down search results. Now, the content, wherever it's getting it from on the web, will obviously remain there, unless you try to do something about it, which in most cases, nothing will be done. Not to mention also that Google for a while now has been letting people request this sort of search results be taken down. It's just more manual. This new tool from Google should make it a lot easier. Finally, hey, the rage is all electric cars. I need a new EV. Well, how about an EP? No, not extended play. I'm talking about an electric plane. Yep, most of those things still run on fuel. A lot of fuel. But that may be changing. I don't know how soon, but we should be getting there eventually. Now that we have a prototype all-electric passenger plane. Actually, its first test flight just happened yesterday. It's actually a 9-passenger commuter aircraft. So yeah, it's far from a Boeing 747, but hey, it's a start. The name of the plane actually is called Alice, and it just performed the first all-electric passenger aircraft flight. Mind you, though, the flight, it didn't last very long. They got to a lovely altitude of 3,500 feet and got to cruise for about 4.5 minutes. That's because the whole duration of the flight lasted just around 8 minutes. Now, the purpose of the flight, obviously, was to gather data and improve the design of the plane. And with an 8-minute flight, yeah, they got a long way to go. Other than improving the plane, though, they also need improvement in batteries. Actually, in the weight of the batteries. Making a light lithium-ion battery and a bunch of them to put in a plane, yeah, that's going to take some time. Not to mention, you wouldn't really want to lose any charge at 3,500 feet, let alone 10,000. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Please send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, of course. Find the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. We're also on Facebook, British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter at British Tech. But join the BTN community at our Slack room and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show cruising into the weekend. Have no fear, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on that best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.